We got John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle on horn here with us again today. Get a little bit of knock report. Thanks for some of your time, John. I bet you it's busy going into this weekend.
Oh, yes, it is. It's real busy.
So let's get right to it. Let's talk about ice conditions first. If you want to make your way upper bay, lower bay, let's start with access points. How are they holding up?
They're holding up good. A little slushy at the Days River and the one right here, but once you get past that, it's smooth sailing, so they're doing pretty good.
So the Kipling ones, it's fine. You just got to get onto the ice, really, is what it comes down to.
Exactly.
All right, what about the upper bay? How are things doing there as far as getting around? I heard that it actually was a little tough with snowmobiles. You're better off with tracks and four-wheelers, I heard.
Exactly. That's the best way to do it. You know, tracks, four-wheelers, trucks are still getting around, but without the snow, it's kind of hard with snowmobiles unless you got studded tracks.
Let's get down to the lower bay. Are they still able to get out below the narrows there between Gladstone and Escanaba?
Yes, they are. I just had a gentleman a few minutes ago and said he's still driving his truck off McDonald's.
So. Oh, so you must have at least 15 inches of ice then.
Oh, yes, definitely. He said there's about 16 and a half by him.
Okay. How about further south by the terrace, the harbor, mouth of the Escanaba River, those areas?
Those areas are holding up good. I know the Ford River, it's a little slushy at the mouth, but guys are getting out there. And this morning was a little slow, a lot of fish coming through, but very few takers.
Do you think that has something to do with this leveling barometric pressure? We just got to get through these winds and into tomorrow. You think things might pick up for the last couple of days of walleye?
Oh, yeah. We just got to get through today. And the guys who are off Ford said the current out there was really tough.
I imagine that has a lot to do.
The water was clear.
So the wind down there is pretty hefty then, too, I would imagine.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to get back with you and actually talk about the bite. And I heard there's a couple of windows for perch that are very specific, but maybe those have changed since I got that report. So I'd like to confirm that. Talk about the last couple of days of walleye and pike and get back into it later this hour if we can.
That sounds good, Adam.
John from Bayshore Resort, Bait and Tackle in Kipling. And we'll continue our little bait and knock report, so stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.